The summit's business meeting opened Monday with AU Commission Chairman Jean Ping painting a harsh picture of a continent split by wars, military coups, and on the brink of a disastrous recession. Speaking in French, the continent's top diplomat warned Africans they're about to feel what he called the sweeping blow of a systemic global economic crisis. And with Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir in the audience, he said the continental body is working to delay the pending International Criminal Court warrants charging Mr. Bashir with genocide.
On déployait des efforts soutenus pour mobiliser l'appui de la communauté internationale.
He said efforts are underway to persuade the ICC to place a 12-month moratorium on any move to hand down indictments against Mr. Bashir. The Sudanese leader sat quietly at the front of the hall. Chairman Ping also deplored Africa's apparent return to the bad old days of military coups, as evidenced by Guinea and Mauritania in the past 6 months, also the unsuccessful coup in Guinea-Bissau, and the current unrest in Madagascar. On the bright side, he pointed to the recent arrest of renegade Congolese General Laurent Nkunda, efforts to achieve peace in places from Burundi and the Comoros to the Central African Republic and the countries of the West Africa zone. Ping also hailed the election 3 days earlier of Somalia's President Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed and asked Africa's newest head of state to stand up as the packed hall erupted in applause.
En Somalie, des lueurs d'espoir sont aussi apparues.
He said shades of hope are appearing in Somalia, with the United Nations Security Council expressing its intention to take over the AU Somalia peacekeeping force, AMISOM, as well as the peace accords signed in Djibouti that led to the election of Sheikh Sharif. The Somali president's presence in the Ethiopian capital was ironic, coming 2 years after Ethiopian troops poured into Somalia to force him and his Islamic courts union from power. The summit session was marked by contradictions. Libyan leader Gaddafi was sworn in as AU chairman for the coming year by the outgoing chairman, Tanzanian President Jakaya Kikwete. A day earlier, Mr. Kikwete had pronounced the Libyan leader's concept of a union government a non-starter. But in his acceptance speech, delivered in Arabic through an interpreter, the golden-robed Mr. Gaddafi appeared to reject the death sentence imposed on his unity government idea. He said he would consider the idea accepted unless a majority of the heads of state speak out against it at the next summit. Gaddafi speaks through an interpreter.
At the next summit, if we don't have a quorum for rejection, then this matter means that we have accepted it.
Human rights groups say Mr. Gaddafi's election raises questions about the African Unity's commitment to democratic principles. Reed Brody of the group Human Rights Watch said this breaks a string of three consecutive democratically elected leaders at the helm of the continental body.
The question is whether he sets a good example in terms of human rights and democracy for the African continent. I mean, let's remember that despite Libya's re-engagement with the international community, it's still a country that doesn't have political freedoms.
Outgoing Chairman Kikwete interrupted summit business Monday to pay tribute to the new U.S. President Barack Obama. As his last act in the chair, Mr. Kikwete said, "The African Union attaches great importance to what most people here feel will be a new chapter for U.S.-Africa relations during the Obama administration." Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.